Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got Joe.
All right, Joe. What's up, Joe?
Pasadena, California. Joe, are you at the Rose Bowl or at an In-N-Out Burger currently?
I will be en route to an In-N-Out Burger after I get off the phone with you.
Perfect.
I am looking live at the granddaddy of them all. I am here at the Rose Bowl. This is really something else, guys. This is.
Joe, you're at the Rose Bowl. You're not at the Masters.
I'm looking live.
Here no, man.
Come on, man.
The Masters is on the bucket list. This is also on the bucket list.
Hey, all right.
I mean, this is a really cool deal. It's 70 degrees here.
Stop that. Sunny. Don't do that.
Not a cloud in the sky. There's none of that L.A. Smog. Okay. This is wonderful.
Well, now this was brought up by Donald on Twitter. He said, ask Joe if the Badgers lose, will he stop going on the road to cover them and keep his black cloud of doom at home? So you're saying there's not a cloud in the sky. That means that I should bet the Badgers and the points tomorrow, right?
Yeah, if that floats your boat, if everyone wants to bet against the Badgers, you do whatever you need to do. But I'm gonna keep coming because at some point, whether it's a Big Ten championship game, a Rose Bowl, or even an Outback Bowl, darn it, they're going to win. They're going to win when I'm there. It's going to happen.
There can't be much better than going to a Rose Bowl, though, and going to Pasadena. Joe, this is your first time in Pasadena, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to L.A. It's my third time to L.A.
Sure.
I've never been to Pasadena. I've never seen the Rose Bowl and the other trips I've had. I mean, I've been to the Coliseum. I've been to Dodger Stadium. And this is kind of like the third historical mecca here in this city, right? I mean, am I missing anything? Rose Bowl, Dodger Stadium, and the L.A. Coliseum, right?
Well, I mean, Staples Center or the Forum, but I don't even know if the Forum still exists. Does it? Forum Club?
Oh, it's...
Leroy would know.
No, they got rid of it. That's the Staples Center now.
Well, no, I mean, I know they don't play
the
in it.
Staples Center. Too.
They don't play in it, but I believe, actually, because where the new stadium is being built is over in Inglewood.
Yes.
Joe, I need you to do some investigative reporting. I believe when I saw a live shot of them building the new stadium, they did still have the Forum Club there.
Oh man,
they may still have. I don't know.
I will have to do some reporting for you on that, Billy. I mean, I've seen some of the overhead shots of that new stadium for the Rams and Chargers. I mean, that is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, that thing is amazing.
It's going to be a few years until the Packers play there, unless they play the Rams in the playoffs.
What are you going to talk about on the podcast? Anything interesting? Have you run into Gary Ellerson?
No. I've seen a lot of his pictures on Instagram. He was at Venice Beach today. I think he was at Santa Monica Pier. I mean,
oh, he had his shirt. Did he have his shirt off?
I hope he had his shirt.
All that sun.
He better have had his shirt on. He better have had his shirt on.
No, I think my boy may take his shirt off. He done got cut.
He's got a photographer out there with him because all of them are perfectly crafted photos that our man Gary Ellerson has been putting on Twitter. So, Joe, as you look at this game coming up tomorrow, obviously being able to run the football is going to be key for Wisconsin, but I am most looking forward to seeing Jack Cohen, the leader of this football team, take his team into Pasadena and try to get a win and build some momentum into next year. And everybody that thinks that Graham Mertz is going to transfer, just go look at his Instagram and see how much fun that kid's having in Pasadena. This is a great moment for the program, I think, and I think it gets overshadowed because of the TV title we play for now.
Yeah, you know what? This whole Graham Mertz transferring crap, that needs to stop. He's not going anywhere. This dude is a team player and has the same attitude as everyone else. I've been around him. He is just very happy about what his team has accomplished, where they are, and he should soak it all in, and he will certainly get his opportunity. Look, Jack Cohn has proved a lot of people wrong. For all of you that wanted Graham Mertz, including me, to start at the beginning of the year, Jack Cohn, he played his tail off in spring ball and fall camp. He was clearly a step ahead of everyone else, and so he earned the right to start, and he never looked back. And this guy's only thrown four picks this season. He has not been the bonehead that Alex Hornibrook was in the past. And, I mean, look, he's just been so efficient. efficient as a quarterback. He's been able to spread it around really well. He's developed outstanding chemistry with Quintez Cephas, who, by the way, I still can't believe is back playing for the Badgers and playing at such a high level. But Jack Cohen has really earned the right. And I think this will be a big test for him, because this Oregon defensive front is beastly. I mean, they've got this freshman, this Kayvon Thibodeaux. He's the Pac-12 Defensive Freshman of the Year. He was the number one ranked recruit in the country coming into Oregon this year. And he started off a little bit slow, but he has come on as of late. And he had quite a game against Utah in the Pac-12 Championship. That's one guy with so much speed off the edge. Jack Cohen's got to make sure that he will be protected. I mean, Cole Van Landen and Logan Bruss, they better do everything they can to keep him protected. If you can give Jack Cohen a little time to survey the field, he's going to be able to make some good throws. I mean, trench warfare, guys, is going to be one of the keys in this game on both sides of the football.
It's going to be a fun game in that standpoint, Joe, because the Oregon offensive line, when people think Oregon, they think speed, they think flash, they think spread offense, running laterally. This is a downhill running football team that's going to punch you in the mouth and then try to stomp on you as they run right up the A and B gap. A lot of inside zone that they're going to run there. It's going to be a big week for the front seven defensively for Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, you know, the other big thing in that Pac-12 championship game, C.J. Verdell, who really wasn't getting going for Oregon. I mean, he's their starting running back. I mean, he went off for 200 yards. That's a guy to pay attention to. But you're right. That offensive line is like top four in the country. I mean, they're that good. They're powerful. They're athletic. They will push you out of the way, and they'll leave you in the dust. I mean, the running backs are definitely downhill guys, starting with Verdell. But you know, this is the really interesting thing. When you ask a lot of these Oregon offensive linemen, and you say, "Hey, you know, what do you think of the Badger defensive front?" They have all said this week that we haven't seen a defensive front like this all season long. I mean, we give this Badger D a lot of credit. Chris Orr, Zach Bond, I mean, they have been so impressive this year. And then when you flip it around and you ask, the Badger defensive front guys like Zach Bond and Chris Orr, they tell you the same thing about this Oregon offensive line. They said, we haven't seen an offensive line like this all season long. And we're talking about the Big Ten. There's a lot of good offensive lines. And they just played one in Ohio State. Like I said, I mean, it really is trench warfare. Is who is going to win? How is this going to play out? Because if you really look at it, guys, the Badgers and the Ducks kind of mirror each other.
100%.
In every single area. I mean, yeah, Justin Herbert's a better quarterback than Jack Cohen. Fine. Jonathan Taylor's a better running back than all the other Oregon running backs that they have combined. But then after that, everything else is really balanced. That's why this game, I really think it's going to be a close game tomorrow.
So we talked to Ben Wargle earlier in the week, and when I asked him about Quintez Cephas staying in Madison, he felt like it was going to be somewhat of a slam dunk. And I thought that it's closer to him now coming back than I think in years past, which is a great thing for Wisconsin. You go into this game tomorrow. The Rose Bowl, to me, still has different clout than all the other bowls. Like, we watched, no offense, Leroy, with the Seminoles, but we watched the Sun Bowl. We watched the Belk Bowl earlier today. Sure, those are meaningless games. You talk about the Rose Bowl, there's still a difference that this has around the country. I think it has a different cachet. It has a different feel. And when you talk to young recruits, saying that we played in the Rose Bowl is different than saying, we played in the Music City Bowl. So, like, for this game tomorrow, and as we look at the last decade for Wisconsin sports. Now, Joe, I know we like to look in totality and know it hasn't been laden with championships like maybe we would have liked. But you look at this last decade in Wisconsin sports, Wisconsin Badgers in particular, because that's why we have you on here. Successful or disheartening?
I think the first half of the decade is disheartening. I mean, going to three straight Rose Bowls and losing them all, especially in – you know, how close those games were. I mean, yeah, I mean, that is a bit of a sucker punch. Also, you know, you had the year with Russell Wilson. You should have won the Rose Bowl that year. I mean, come on, man. I don't care who you are. But now you fast forward, the midway through the decade, after all that stuff that went down with Gary Anderson and the fact that he just got up and left because he tried to change the entire culture of what Wisconsin Badger football is, I mean, for Barry Alvarez to make that hire, to bring Paul Chryst back from Pitt, And for Paul Chryst to just flip that program around like that and to go back to traditional Wisconsin Badger ground and pound football, beefy offensive linemen, stud running backs, to be able to flip that, to be undefeated in bowl games up to that point, I think you have to be very pleased with it. Oh, and by the way, his last couple of recruiting classes here have been very good.
Big time, and, no doubt.
And look, I don't know how much Wisconsin is recruiting out here in California. I mean, obviously, Oregon is doing an outstanding job with their recruits. They're getting a lot of kids from California.
So is Washington.
But it makes me wonder, if the Badgers are trying to recruit kids out here, can you imagine winning a Rose Bowl tomorrow, what that's going to do to try to influence some of those guys that might want to go and play for Wisconsin? I think you got to give Paul Chryst all the credit in the world. I mean, I understand that you haven't been able to get to the college football playoff yet, and you came so close a couple years ago, but I think for what it's worth, there's a lot of football programs in this country right now, Texas, USC, UCLA, would love to be where the Badgers are right now.
Joe, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the granddaddy of them all. Enjoy that In-N-Out burger that I know is just waiting at your fingertips once you get over there. Enjoy it, buddy.
If you follow me at Radio Joe Sports, I will tweet a picture with the burger in my hand ready to eat it.
Oh, man,
just
be prepared.
If you want to see that kind of stuff, that's where you go.
That's the kind of stuff you get. Joe, take it easy, man. Safe travels home, all right?
All right, thanks a lot.
That's Joe Zenzola. You can hear his Pasadena Preview podcast at 1057FMTheFan.com, and he also joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, well, you only got like 6.5 hours left. But look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.